Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babul Walil Adil, the chapter on the just ruler. So today we do the first hadith under the section. Yesterday we did the two Quranic ayat that came under the section. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilluhu, imamun adilun وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله تعالى ورجل قلبه معلق في المساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمعا عليه وتفرقا عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خاليا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there are seven people to whom Allah Ta'ala will provide shade beneath His shade on a day when there will be no shade except His shade. So there are seven categories of people to whom Allah Ta'ala will provide shade beneath His shade on a day when there will be no shade except His shade. In one riwayat it comes that the sun will be just 1 mile above the heads of the people. Ulama explained that word mil that is used, the word mile, it can either refer to a shar'i mile of the distance just above a person's head, or that word mil is also used for a surma stick that is used in a surma bottle. Can you imagine how short that stick is? So that distance also it could be that the sun will be above the heads of people. So this, we're hearing this, these are realities. These are words from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should have firm conviction that is the truth. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us when that sun is going to be in that condition, even if it is just 1 mile above us, or it is that distance of a surma stick, whatever the distance is, that day we will be in need of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. We will be in need of the shade of Allah Ta'ala. We will be in need of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And the shade of Allah Ta'ala doesn't just mean like one shade under one tree we have here. It will mean like a very comfortable, cool, air-conditioned section. Like how sometimes you find on a very hot day, some house or some home or some place or some masjid may have very nice, comfortable air condition. The moment you go in, you feel that coolness, you feel that comfort, you feel like a VIP reception. This is what will happen. People, seven categories of people will have that VIP reception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be given shade on that day when there will be no other shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must make niyat from now that when we hear these seven things, that Allah ta'ala allow us to be from at least one of them, but we should try to be from all of them so that we can also get that shade on that day when we will require that shade. So the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, a just leader, imamun adilu, a leader that is just. First thing that is mentioned in this hadith, imam that is just. Next, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. A person who was young, but from the time he was young, he grew up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine how fortunate that young man is. That from the time he was young, he was in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those of us that passed our youth now, it doesn't mean that we lose hope. There are still other categories where we can still cash in and we can get, and we can also make tawbah for whatever we did in the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of forgiving. A person never loses hope. So the second category was a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah Ta'ala. The next category is a person whose heart is attached to the masajid. His heart is attached to the masajid. Each one of us, we can bring this, whether we are young or whether we are old, whether we have a history or we don't have a history, but we can have our hearts attached to the masjid. In other words, today we know it's Jummah. When we leave from here, and automatically our hearts and minds are already calculating what time is Jummah Salah. I need to be there on time. I need to go early. So our heart is already there with the masjid. After Jummah finishes, we're already working out the time of Asr. Our heart is there with the masjid. Anything can come up. I don't want to miss my namaz in the masjid. Wherever I may be on the road also, going to town, I'll work out which masjid has this Salah at which time, and I'll go and perform my Salah. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person whose heart is attached to the masajid. The next category, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, is two people who love each other for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, meeting and parting ways only for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Two people, they only meet for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. They love each other for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Their meeting and their parting is for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. No ulterior motives. You see a person, you greet him, you love him for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is a great thing, great thing. When we went once to Palestine in Jamaat, so one of the things we found is that every person we met there, nearly every person, the first thing that they would introduce themselves is that "Uhibbukum fillah," that I love you for the sake of Allah. And then they'll give their name and they'll explain who they are and what they do. But the starting off is "Uhibbukum fillah," I love you for the sake of Allah. One Muslim loving another Muslim for the sake of Allah Ta'ala is a very, very great thing. Imagine that this category of under the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala is reserved for this category. Here too, it doesn't matter what age we are, what history we have, we can love each other for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and we can meet and we can depart for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The next is a man who says to a woman of nobility and beauty that is trying to seduce him, that I fear Allah. A woman of nobility and beauty is trying to seduce this man, but what he says, "Inni akhafullah." Ulama explained that why did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mention these two qualities of a woman, nobility and beauty. Generally, these are the two qualities, if found in a woman, can be very attractive to any man. One is beauty, which we understand. The other is nobility. Nobility means she's of such a noble stature that she's not a loose woman. So one is you get a woman that is beautiful, but she's a loose woman. She talks anyhow. She gives all her secrets away. She tells the whole world what she does. No person will be willing to get involved in any haram relationship with this type of woman. But a woman that will keep your secret, that even if you do wrong and haram with this woman, she keeps your secret. So therefore, that woman becomes even more attractive, it becomes even more enticing to get involved in a relationship with this type of woman, who is not a loose woman, but a noble woman. So despite this woman having beauty, and despite having nobility, in other words, she would have still kept your secret, but still you said, "Inni akhafullah," I fear Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is loved by Allah Ta'ala so much, that a place is reserved for this category of people under the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The next is a person who gives in charity and conceals the charity that he has given to such an extent that his left hand does not know what his right hand gives. So here we learn which hand also we must give charity with. Which hand we must give something with? The right hand. When we are giving, we give with the right hand. But here is such an expression that this left hand should not know what the right hand gives. Unfortunately, we in the social media age, everything we do, we want the whole world to know it. So therefore, we have to be very careful. Look what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us. When the right hand is giving, the left hand shouldn't know. This is in most circumstances. Sometimes to encourage others, we allow to expose it, we allow to mention that about our charity, knowing that others would also get encouraged. That is a certain situation. But as a general rule, what we do, what charities we give, what nafil acts we give, not faraiz, what nafil acts we do, that we should try and conceal it. The next thing we learn from here, in the next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person who engages in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in solitude while shedding tears, a person is alone and he's in solitude, nobody can see him. He's between him and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In that condition, this person is shedding tears. In that point, he's crying, he's remembering. He's remembering that Allah Ta'ala is there. He's remembering that how disobedient he is, what a sinner he is. And now he's crying and he's turning to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Sometimes he's thinking about Akhirat, sometimes he's thinking about Qabr, sometimes he's thinking about the different conditions that a person will have to go through after death. He's considering all these things, he's reflecting, he's in solitude. Nobody can see him, it's between him and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And now he's shedding tears for the sake of Allah. Allah Ta'ala appreciates this so much that this person also is given a place under the shade of the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing these things. It's not difficult, it's easy. We just have to refocus, recondition our mind to take away our pleasures, our haram pleasures from time, things that waste our time, things that are useless, to these things. Let our heart rather go towards these things, letting it being attached towards the masjid, loving for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, meeting and departing for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Let us be just. We may be not rulers as rulers, but we can still be just. The other thing we can do is that if ever there is any type of haram attraction, we say, "Inni akhafullah," I fear Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is going to take me to task for what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. How I'm going to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala? So we keep this in mind also. And then when we're making ibadat, we make ibadat in solitude, we shed tears. If we can't shed tears, at least we act as though we're shedding tears. And the other thing that we should do is, when we're giving or doing any nafil act, then try and do it solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, without advertising what we do. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.